Johnny had his eyes riveted on the scene. It was like watching a bullfight.
Our two friends here,
said McAdam, indicating the small gray men,
don't seem to be very generous.
But we'll be big,
said the Baron.
Voraz, you desperately need somebody to back you. You need visible assets. Without them, you will fold, right?
Voraz looked at him, glaring. Then he hung his head.
True.
McAdam said,
so we're willing to bail you out. Right, Johnny?
Johnny shrugged. Let them go ahead. There was going to be more to this fight. Voraz looked from McAdam to the Baron very watchfully. The Baron said,
so the Earth Planetary Bank is offering to buy 2/3 of the Galactic Bank.
What?
Cried Voraz.
That's a controlling interest. You would control the whole vast empire of the Galactic Bank.
He thought about it for a moment.
And with what?
The Baron smiled.
We will buy it with 2/3 of a quadrillion credits worth of planets.
He drew another sheet from the papers beside him.
Pending further evaluation, a planet is worth a minimum of 60 trillion credits.
Voraz said,
to be honest, most are worth considerably more.
The Baron said,
you'd have assets then. You could back your currency with reserves which you don't now have. The Cyclos never let you own planets, but you can now. We will turn over 11 planets that are worth 60 trillion credits for the ownership of 2/3 of the Galactic Bank, all its assets, debts, everything.
Lord Voraz was wavering, but he had not said yes.
Well,
McAdam leaned back easily.
And we will put 199,989 planets and all company assets into a trust to be managed by the Galactic Bank. That gives you back your fund transfer profits. That lets you lease out mining rights. That surely saves your bank